Talking today with Mike Schulte of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Mike, we're right on that cusp, it seems like we are almost every year when it comes to the condition of our wheat crop. We're always waiting for a little more moisture, it seems like. Last year we got it in spades, just ideal moisture conditions as we filled out the crop. We don't know about this year, but we are in a position where it doesn't look too bad, fair to good for most of our acres.
USDA does have us reported at fair to good in the region. We were fortunate in January and early February to get some timely rains in the state, which really helped us out. But now as we have gotten towards the end of March, we really are at a crossroads, I think, with the crop as we move forward. I think there probably has been some damage done based on the warmer temperatures and the drought conditions that we have seen in the state over the past 2-3 weeks. If we could get some moisture, no doubt, in the next 4 or 5 days, I think it could really, really help us. And I think since it is a resilient plant, the potential still would be favorable for a decent crop.
Now, one thing, we are seeing fewer acres that are likely to be harvested. Just on an anecdotal basis, you know, when you get out and drive around, I saw a lot more cattle on wheat pasture, on wheat fields, than I've noticed before here at the end of March.
Yeah. Lower acres all over the United States. USDA reported us at 32.4 million acres planted across the United States, down 10% from last year. We're down 10% on our planted acres in Oklahoma at 4.5 million acres planted. No doubt with the low prices, producers have been making different management decisions this year. There are a lot of cattle out there. With the devastation that has also occurred in the panhandle part of the state, no doubt producers are going to make different management decisions out there. We're going to see a lot of cattle as we move forward on wheat in those regions. I personally think we're setting ourselves up for a year like 2014 to where we could see 2.8 to 3 million acres harvested for the state, maybe even possibly lower.
And when you start talking to those acres, obviously fewer bushels will come into the elevators.
Fewer bushels come into the elevators. We still have a lot of wheat that we're trying to move into the export market from last year. But I think that the market dynamics could change based on what we are seeing factor out all across the United States. And also, if we don't get the moisture and we end up in a drought situation like we did in 2014, we could have not a good year for Oklahoma and other regions of the Great Plains.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about varieties. We got an interesting report from USDA. I know that you all were working with the National Ag Statistics Service folks here in the state. A report that they put out for the last several years about this time of year on the selection by producers of the variety that they've chosen to plant this last fall, in this case for the 2017 crop. OSU's wheat varieties, the ones coming from the wheat improvement team and from the wheat breeders, wheat breeder Dr. Breck Harver, quite a testament to the efforts that they've made.
Certainly an exciting report for the OSU wheat improvement team this week. The top 6 wheat varieties in that report all coming from Oklahoma State University. Over half of the wheat varieties planted in the state coming out of Oklahoma State University. I think that that report really shows the relationship that producers have with the OSU Public Research Program, and it's a testament to the research that's being conducted at Oklahoma State University. No doubt, certified and registered seed helps yield increases, but this program also focuses on other factors with regards to grazing grain characteristics that are also useful for producers. And no doubt, over the last 10 years in Oklahoma, producers have been faced with many different environmental factors when making management decisions in their operations. This program is looking at those management decisions that producers have to make. And as we move forward, I think the producers realize that the public research conducted at Oklahoma State University certainly is giving them more tools in the toolbox to be successful for the long-term goals of their operation. I like to think that the wheat improvement team at OSU is certainly working in partnership with the producers in Oklahoma, and I think the producers see it that way too. I don't know that the same would hold true if we didn't have those public research programs in place like we have at Oklahoma State University for the wheat industry in Oklahoma. And I think it's something as we move forward, producers are adamantly or strongly in support of.
I know that, you know, when you start looking at the other universities that have got wheat breeders still, more and more they're working and have tied themselves up to one company or another, a public-private partnership. It seems like OSU has elected, for the most part, to be an independent player and in a very unique sense within the U.S. wheat industry.
Has selected to do that because I think that, you know, the long-term goals of what they're trying to achieve certainly are focusing on the agronomic traits for producers. But as we move forward, they're going to be focusing more on the in-quality uses for these wheat varieties that the millers and bakers want too. You know, if we have a lot of wheat that the miller and baker does not want, it really doesn't bode well for the farmer. And so we are focusing on those issues as we move forward. Certainly, there are some research programs out there that have put out some varieties that may not have been or had the best characteristics for milling and baking standards from that the industry would be looking for, both in the domestic and international markets. You can certainly see some of the research programs in the Pacific Northwest that have focused on in-quality use, specifically with the markets in the Far East and in China, and no doubt they are getting higher prices. So you can see that the producer in those regions are getting paid for quality. And as we move forward, I think that that's going to be a key component that we focus on here with the varieties that are coming out of Oklahoma State University.